A brief commercial message before you see your video. Creating a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. First, there has never been a Palestinian people. The terms Palestine and Palestinian have no historic validity. Israel is surrounded by 22 hostile Arab Muslim countries with over 640 times the size of land than that of the tiny Jewish state. If the Jews surrender Judea and Samaria, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. If you agree that Israel must never retreat to such suicidal borders, then join the Jewish Task Force, JTF. You don't have to be Jewish to join. The link to join is below.
Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel Pesach Zeb Ben Chaba Harav Nir Kahana Yosef Ben Meir Bari Hoffman and Reuven Hoffman, and to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Reuven ben Sarah and Sharon ben Sarah. There are two subjects we want to discuss on this week's program. First, God is bringing Bibi Netanyahu down. He's facing scandal. He's facing the possibility of indictments. God is bringing him down because he wants to expel the Jews from Amonah. And that is a terrible crime against the Jewish people, what Bibi Netanyahu wants to do. He's committed many other crimes, but this seems to be the straw that's breaking the camel's back. We're going to discuss that. Second, Donald Trump's orders on immigration could very well backfire because he's doing it so amateurishly and in such a pathetic way. And we favor banning immigration from hostile countries and from Muslim countries. We favor that. But the way it's being carried out by Donald Trump is in an unprincipled way, and it's so haphazard that we believe that it might backfire in the end. Anyway, let's start off, though, by speaking about Bibi Netanyahu and his government. Bibi Netanyahu's evil government, together with other phonies and corrupt politicians like Naftali Bennett of the Jewish Home Party, of Victor Lieberman, of the Israel is Our Home Party, Aryeh Deri of Shas. For 7 years, these corrupt, evil politicians have had a complete freeze on Jewish building in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem. We now have only 100,000 Jews living on the other side of the wall. They're building a wall to create a so-called Palestine state, which would be national suicide for Israel. If they create a so-called Palestine state, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. Israel will be within the pre-1967 suicidal borders, God forbid. And of course, there is no Palestine. There are no Palestinians. All that is a historical bluff and a fraud and an Arab lie. But in any event, if they create such a state, God forbid, they're building a wall now to be the barrier for the state. And on the other side of the wall, in other words, the side of the wall where they want to surrender land, there are 100,000 Jews living there, 100,000 Jewish settlers living there, Jewish heroes. That's not enough. They can expel the 100,000 Jews, God forbid. Because of the freeze in Jewish building, we have only 100,000 Jews there. We could easily have had 1 million Jews. There are 2 million Jews there in the past 7 years. There's a tremendous housing shortage in Israel. They could easily have created policies that would have attracted hundreds of thousands of Jews to move to those beautiful parts of the land of Israel. And then if we had 1 million or 2 million Jews there, there would never be any chance of creating a so-called Palestinian state. So Netanyahu, Bennett, Lieberman, Deri, these phony, disgusting traitors, could have saved the Jewish people in the past 7 years easily from all the dangers, the suicidal dangers that we face. Instead, they did everything possible to frustrate the efforts to save the Jewish people. Everything possible. They imposed a building freeze that leftist governments never imposed. Even openly leftist governments in Israel never had a complete building freeze like Netanyahu's regime has imposed. Now, Netanyahu wants to expel the Jews from Amonah the way he did in Beit El, the way he did in other communities. He's already expelled hundreds of Jewish families. Thousands of Jews have been thrown out of their homes because of Netanyahu during his government. And of course, Netanyahu voted in favor of and supported the expulsion from Gush Katif. Now he claims he was against it. Complete lie. He voted for it and supported it. And was the Treasury Minister. He was the like what the equivalent to what we have as Treasury Secretary in the United States. He was the Minister of the Treasury at the time in Sharon's government. He funded the expulsion from Gush Katif, did everything he could to help expel the Jews from Gush Katif. Now this vile government is planning to do the same thing to the Jews in Amona. And just as Netanyahu's government decided that they want to throw the Jews out of their homes in Amona, while building new homes all over the land of Israel for Arabs and allowing the Arabs to build illegally all over the land of Israel, but throwing Jews out of their homes, just as this vile, self-hating government decided to do this to the Jews of Amona, all of a sudden, scandals, there are huge scandals against Netanyahu. It's, you know, there are at least four different examples where he took gifts from people and bribes, and, you know, you see the corruption of Netanyahu. And this, God is deliberately bringing this about just as he wants to expel the Jews from Amona. God did the same thing to Arik Sharon. When Arik Sharon, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, may his name and memory be obliterated, threw the Jews out of Gush Katif, what happened to him in the end? He had this terrible stroke, his government was brought down, his evil son was indicted and went to prison, his whole family was disgraced, and all the evil people in his government faced terrible punishment. The chief of staff of the IDF, of the Israeli army that supported this terrible expulsion from Gush Katif. His name was Chalutz. His chief of staff faced indictment and was forced to resign in scandal and disgrace. Same thing for the police, the head of the police who supported the Israeli police, sent thousands of Israeli police to go in and expel the Jews from Gush Katif. So you see, all the people were punished. All the people that did this to the Jews were punished by God in the end. Ehud Smolmert, or Ehud Olmert, we call him Smolmert. Smol means left, so we call him, it's a nickname in Hebrew that we've given him. Ehud Smolmert, he went to prison. He was sentenced to years in prison. He was the Prime Minister of Israel, he was sitting in prison for, he says, years in prison. He supported the expulsion from Gush Katif and then attacked Jews violently and brutally in Amona 10 years ago. This was, right now they want to throw the Jews out of Amona, but the same Jewish community we're talking about now, 11 years ago, Ehud Olmert as Prime Minister ordered the police to go in and brutally attack the Jews there and throw the Jews out 11 years ago. He wound up going to prison for several years. He had to resign in disgrace and wound up going to prison for several years. And Moshe Katsav, the evil so-called president of Israel, another Likud member who supported the expulsion of Jews from Gush Katif, this filthy traitor, he was convicted of raping women and went to prison for several years for raping women. His career and his life was ruined as part of the punishment. And by the way, all these punishments that I'm speaking about to every single one of these leaders that dared to throw Jews out of their homes, this is nothing compared to what they're going to get in the next world. In the next world, they will not have a place in the world to come. They will be denied eternal life. And they will be punished with unbelievable punishment for the horrible crimes they have committed, the unforgivable crimes they've committed against the Jewish people. Now Bibi Netanyahu is about to join the list. Like Sharon, and we all know what happened to Yitzhak Rabin when he agreed to surrender the land of Israel to the Arab Hitler Yasser Arafat. In the Oslo agreements, we know what happened to him. Bibi Netanyahu is about to finally get his due. He's going to join the roster of people that finally get their justice from God. Because there is a God in this world. Yesh Din v'yesh Dayan, we say. Yesh Din v'yesh Dayan in Hebrew, which is a saying from Chazal, a saying from the rabbis, means there is judgment and there is a judge. There is judgment in this world and there is a judge. Now, in this world, we only get a little taste of it. We don't get the full judgment because we got the full judgment. If every time an evil person does something evil, they would be punished. And if every time a righteous person did something righteous, they'd be rewarded. If every time you did something bad, you get punished. You get a smack. You get like a smack. Every time you do something bad, and every time you do something good, you get a reward, there'd be no free will. There would be no bechira chofshit. Bechira chofshit means free will. which is what God put in this world, because God wants us to earn our place in the next world. He wants to give us eternal life in paradise. In paradise, beyond anything you... happiness and joy beyond anything you can imagine. Way beyond anything you can imagine. Forever. But we have to earn it. And we have to do it through our own free will. If automatically the evil were punished and if automatically the good were rewarded, there'd be no free will. So you can't see the full measure of justice in this world. You can't, because that would eliminate free will. But if you have a discerning eye, if you have enough basic, minimal wisdom, you see that even in this world, there is justice. Even in this world, we see justice carried out against the evil. And again, this is nothing. This is just a tiny, tiny portion of what awaits them in the next world, of what the wicked are going to get in the next world for all of their terrible, cruel, vile, evil crimes that they commit against their own brothers and sisters, against the Jewish people. And so I think Bibi's days as prime minister are numbered. I think he's going to be brought down as prime minister, and he may even be indicted. And obviously he deserves every bit of every bad thing that happens to him. He deserves all of these bad things that are happening to him. Because he, again, is an evil criminal that has been a willing tool of those who want to dismember the Jewish homeland and who want to surrender everything and who want to create a so-called Palestine state, which is national suicide for the Jewish people. And Bibi has been their willing tool all along. He's the worst type of leader and the worst type of Jew and the worst type of person to have as prime minister. So hopefully his regime will be brought down, and you know, all the things we've warned about, hopefully the Jewish people will wake up. Hopefully there'll be a wake-up call for them. I don't know if this will be enough to wake up the Jewish people, because other leaders were brought down and the Jewish people didn't wake up. They continue to do the same crazy things. So it might take a lot more than that to wake them up. But we're going to do everything we can to wake them up. And you know, we have an advertising campaign, an extensive advertising campaign in Israel. Thousands of Jews every week go to our Hebrew videos. Thousands of Jews. So thousands of Israeli Jews are seeing our message. Thousands of new Israeli Jews are seeing our message every week. And we want it to be millions. We don't want to be thousands. We want it to be millions. But everybody who helps us, especially when you help us financially, everybody who helps us and who spreads the word and promotes us, you are helping us reach more people with the truth. The more people we wake up, the more chance we have to prevent terrible tragedy in Israel. Terrible catastrophe from coming to Israel, God forbid. Join with us and help us before it's too late, if you love Israel and you love the Jewish people. The second subject we want to talk about is Donald Trump. Now, he issued executive orders. First of all, he's betraying his followers and betraying the country by not canceling the DREAM Act. There are executive orders that Barack Hussein Obama issued, which Donald Trump can easily cancel with an executive order. When an executive order is issued by Obama, Trump can issue an executive order canceling it. That he can easily do, and that he won't do. That he won't do. Ted Cruz would have eliminated all of Obama's terrible executive orders on immigration. There are hundreds of thousands of people, for instance, in this country under the DREAM Act, who are here illegally and who have been legalized, in effect, by Obama's executive order, his illegal executive order. And Trump has refused to rescind Obama's executive order on these illegal people in the country. He says, I have a big heart. So the people under the dreamers, what they call them, the dreamers, they have nothing to worry about. In other words, hundreds of thousands of people who are here illegally have nothing to worry about under Trump. He's not going to get them out. Instead, in order to placate his stupid followers, and his followers are stupid, but in order to placate his stupid followers, he issues very weak orders banning entry to refugees from seven countries. First of all, the vast majority of people who come here don't come here as refugees. They come here on visas and stay here illegally on visas. And Trump is not dealing with that problem. He banned refugees for 120 days, which is not enough. It should be banned permanently, number one. Number two, he's banning visa entries from just 7 Muslim countries, which is a tiny, tiny fraction, a tiny percentage of the total illegals that come into this country. Very few come from those 7 Muslim countries, but he banned those 7 people, and a dozen people were detained at the airports. The way he did it, the foolish, amateurish way that he did it, is causing this huge backlash all over the world, and already 2 federal judges have ruled against him, and the courts are going against him. So in the end, he may be forced to rescind everything. Everything he does may be canceled, and we'll be in the same situation we've been in all these years, except it'll be worse, because now we will have elected a president who convinced everybody that he's going to stop illegal immigration, and when he doesn't stop it, and when he doesn't do anything about it, people will be convinced that, you see, it's hopeless. There's even when you elect a president who promises and you have a Republican Congress, look what happens. Still, the situation remains a disaster. That's the danger we're facing. And that will create a sense of hopelessness and helplessness. We didn't have to have that. Ted Cruz, as president, would have known how to constitutionally do it and do it properly. Because there are constitutional ways to do this and do it much more effectively and much more broadly than what Trump is doing. Much more broadly than what Trump is doing. Even the stupidity in terms of Mexico's paying for the wall, he's diverting attention. It's, you know, this whole thing of Mexico's going to pay for the wall is stupidity. Just build the damn wall. Build the damn wall. And don't worry about who's going to pay for it right now. And don't divert people's attention to nonsense, to things that aren't going to happen. And so Trump's amateurish behavior and his ineptitude and his incompetence are going to be a catastrophe for the conservative movement. He's destroying conservatism and corrupting it. He's destroying the Republican Party and destroying the Republican cause. And I don't know. I don't know if Republicans and conservatives will ever recover from this. They're getting what they deserve. They allowed him to become the nominee. They accepted him, so they're getting what they deserve. But I don't know if the country will ever recover, because what are we going to do with this? If he fails, where do we go from here? So I'm not optimistic. I'm not optimistic. I think he's really ruining things, and it'll take a miracle to recover from this. I mean, the only way we'd have any chance is if we had a president like Ted Cruz, who's a constitutional genius and a brilliant scholar and would know how to enact these policies and who really is much more uncompromising. He really has principles and he's uncompromising, unlike Trump, who his whole life has been compromising and cutting corners and pretending to be against certain things, and all of it was a farce and a bluff. What Trump is doing is a bluff and a farce, and it could backfire. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that a wall is built and that illegal immigration is at least severely cut, and that there is more enforcement of the laws, and that everything turns around, and that we're all surprised that he has a good pro-Israel policy, or a policy at least that's different on Israel than what we had from Obama. If he does that, then we will turn around and we'll be his biggest supporters if he does that. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that's what winds up happening. But I don't think so. I'm very pessimistic, and I really think that all the things we warned about are beginning to come true. I'm really pessimistic. And it bothers me. Obviously, it bothers me tremendously. And I'm just hoping that something can happen to turn the situation around, because we're not going in the right direction here at all. And that's not even to speak about, and I hope we'll be doing more about this, Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, those two phonies. Everybody said he has a Jewish son-in-law and a Jewish daughter now. Her conversion was completely phony. And you see how phony it is. Look at them. They ride in a car and violate the Sabbath on Shabbat to go to church. No Jew is allowed to enter into a church. Jews are not allowed to pray in a church. They're not allowed to enter into churches. They're not allowed to do that. That is absolutely forbidden. Under all circumstances, you're not allowed to do that. It's absolutely forbidden to do something like that. They go to church and they do it on Shabbat. They violate Shabbat and to go to church. And the Jews don't realize what a farce this is, that they claim that this is an Orthodox Jewish couple. What are you, joking? Their so-called rabbi who converted Ivanka Trump, Haskell Lukstein, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro Shem Reshayim Yirkav, may his name and memory be obliterated, the supporter of Yasser Arafat, her so-called rabbi Haskell Lukstein supported Arafat, supported the Oslo agreements, is a traitor to the Jewish people, is a self-hating Judenrat kapo. Their so-called rabbi did the same thing. He went to the National Cathedral to pray with Barack Hussein Obama when Obama was elected in 2009. And even the wimpy Orthodox Rabbis Association condemned him. And the other Orthodox rabbis all condemned what he did. He had no support from the Orthodox rabbis when he did it. And now he's telling Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner that it's okay for them to do this. This is going to be the new Orthodox Judaism? God forbid. That you're allowed to violate Shabbat and go to church and pray in churches? Are you kidding? Jews were murdered. Millions of Jews were murdered refusing to give in to things like this for 2,000 years. And now they're going and doing this and people are going to justify it? Just like Trump corrupts conservatism and republicanism, you see now Judaism, authentic Judaism being corrupted here. These are the things we warned you about. These are the things we warned you about, but no one listened. And I don't know if they will listen now, but no one listened when we warned about these things. In Israel, by the way, when we reach people, they do listen. A lot of people listen to us when we reach people. If we could only reach enough people, if we could reach millions of people, we would change history. Anyway, we need your help. Help us promote our videos. We have an advertising campaign in Israel. You can't see it because it's only in Israel. It's specifically targeted to Israel. But we have an advertising campaign for Hebrew videos in Israel. And we're reaching thousands of people, but we want to reach more. If you want to help us reach more, if you want to help us do more, then support us financially. You can go to our Hebrew main page, hayamin.org. There's a donate button on top. You can very conveniently donate online, or you can send a check, money order, or cash donation to our post office box. Help us promote our videos. Help us promote our main pages, jtf.org, hayamin.org. Help us spread the word and strengthen our movement in every way, because the stronger we are, the better chance we have of preventing disaster in the future, God forbid, and of turning the situation around. Be'ezrat Hashem, God willing. Until next week for JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.